When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought the old farmhouse in the country would be the perfect place to start her new life. What she found instead was a nightmare she still can't shake.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And you know, we love those real ghost stories. So if you've got one, share it. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archives. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's with me today.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. We're getting closer and closer to Halloween.
Oh, it is spooky season. Well, as I like to call it, Stevie Nicks season. Okay. I love Fleetwood Mac.
I know you do. And we were talking about it the other day. You get to go see them.
Oh, my gosh.
No, not see them. You're not seeing Fleetwood Mac. You're seeing Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. I love Stevie Nicks. She's my hero. Okay. And she's amazing. I love that. I cannot wait. Okay. I love her music. She's just so cool. And like, she's that like witchy vibe about her. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see her live. That'll be so neat.
My friend is a huge Stevie Nicks fan too. And he has bought tickets to see her 3 times. And 3 times she canceled the show. 3 times. And same with this other artist, Beth Hart. She's really, really talented. She's really good. So same thing. Like, he bought tickets to see her in Dallas and maybe like New York. Like, he spent money, like front row, and three times or four times she canceled, like quite
that's
a few times.
Luck.
So then one day I'm sitting here working and I'm like, Beth Hart's coming to town. Oh my God. So I immediately message him and I'm like, pre-sales Friday, do you want to go to the concert? He said, oh my God, I can't believe she's going to be here. So we buy tickets to the show and she canceled.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I'm not just not going with you. I think it all is him. Because who has that kind of luck with two different artists that they've canceled? Like between the two of them, I'm thinking it might be close to six, seven times. Now he has literally bought tickets and the shows have been canceled.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you go to Las Vegas. You have all the fun.
I will have all of the fun. Okay. And I cannot wait.
When are you going again?
Sometime in October. I think it's, I think the show's on the 11th of October.
Okay.
But I'm leaving on like the 7th, I think.
Okay. Fun. So, man, I'd have that on my calendar, like counting down the days.
I am counting down the days. Like, I am so excited. Like, hey, if I could bring you with me, I'd totally pack you in my suitcase.
I know. We'd have so much fun, except for I'm going to Spain the week after you get back. And so if I could pack you in my suitcase, I would take you with me to Spain.
Just well, hey, that. Then we would just pack each other in each other's suitcases. Know. And then it's fair.
And you we would have all of the fun in the
we
world.
We would have so much fun.
Oh, my God. Well, let's talk about some ghost stories. This is from Hannah. And it says, I've got a couple of stories from when I was a kid living in my grandma's house in Oklahoma. I've held on to this stuff for years. And honestly, I don't talk about it much because I don't want people to think I'm nuts. But listening to this podcast, hearing other people's stories, that makes me feel I'm not alone. So I'll back up a little bit. The house itself was different. It wasn't just any farmhouse. It actually started as a one-room schoolhouse way back when, before my grandparents bought it. My grandpa turned it into a home, adding rooms onto the back and sides until it was a kind of patchwork of old and new. From the outside, it was this light blue house with white trim sitting on 19 acres. Beautiful in the daytime, but once the sun went down, it felt very isolated. We were way out in the country. No neighbors close by, no streetlights. Nights were pitch black unless it was a full moon. And then the moonlight would flood through the fields like someone left a spotlight on. It could be really pretty, but it also felt very eerie. My mom grew up there. She was the youngest of five kids. Her dad, my grandpa, died in that house when she was only four. He had a heart attack. I didn't know much about him because my mom didn't like to talk about it. She kind of shut that part of her life away. So when I was six, Mom and I came to stay with my grandma because she was really sick and wanted to stay in her home. That's when my first weird experience happened. Mom had been sleeping. Yeah, here it comes. Mom had been sleeping on the couch in the living room so she could be close to my grandma's bedroom. I was in the back room by myself. I don't usually wake up crying. Never. But that night I did. I woke up crying, like full-on panic, and all I could think was, I need my mom. I remember calling her name over and over, and it felt like she wasn't answering, which made me cry even harder. And when she finally came rushing into my room, she had tears in her eyes already. Later, she told me that the second she heard me yell for her, she had gone to check on my grandma first, and that's when she found out her mom had passed away. She swears to this day, I woke up crying at the exact moment my grandma died. I don't know if I believe in coincidences like that anymore. So after grandma passed away, my mom and I stayed at that house. Life went on. A couple years later, my mom started dating her old high school sweetheart, and he and his two kids moved in. It was a little chaotic, all of us crammed into the space. His son stayed in the middle bedroom. I shared the back bedroom with his daughter. We fought over closet space, usual kid stuff. But at night, when everything got quiet, the house always felt very heavy, like the walls remembered things. So one night when I was 8 or 9, I woke up thirsty. I was sleeping on the top bunk. I sat up to reach for my water bottle, and that's when I saw him. At first, I thought it was my mom's boyfriend standing in the doorway, which would creep me out. After a second, I realized it didn't look like him at all. It was a broad-shouldered man with a fedora-type hat and what looked like a tool belt. And the strangest part, it wasn't solid. It was a shadow, like the silhouette of a man. My first instinct was to hide, so I ducked under the blanket and peeked through the slats of the bunk bed. First, it didn't move, it just stood there, and I swear I could feel it looking at me, even though it didn't seem to have eyes. Then this wave of sadness hit me. Not fear, not anger, but it was sadness. The shadow man finally moved on. He crouched down and started making this motion like he was hammering something into the door frame. I could see his arms swinging like he had a hammer, but there was no sound. I was so freaked out that I pinched myself really hard because I wanted to make sure I was awake. When I looked again, he was standing upright staring at me, and then he turned, walked through the utility room, and just disappeared. He was just gone. The floorboards in that room squeaked, even if you tiptoed, but I did not hear a sound, and I knew I wasn't dreaming. I didn't tell anyone for a while because how do you explain that? But a few months later, my mom and I were going through some old family photos and she pulled out one I'd never seen before. It was her dad. And my stomach dropped. It was him. The exact outline I'd seen standing in my doorway. And I remember blurting out, "That's him. That's a man I saw." My mom went really quiet. She admitted she didn't like talking about him and his death had always been very painful. But she believed me. She thought maybe he was checking on the house or on us. I still think about that night a lot. I try to make sense of it. Part of me wants to believe it was my grandpa just stopping by, making sure things were okay, maybe fixing something like he always did when he was alive. Part of me can't shake this sadness, that heavy, suffocating sadness. It was like carrying grief that wasn't mine. Sometimes I wonder if he was sad about leaving so soon, about not being there for his kids, about my grandma having to raise 5 kids alone. And maybe for some reason I was the one who felt it. I've told this story a handful of times in my life. I always get the same reactions. You were dreaming. It was your imagination. You saw a shadow. And here's the thing. I had never seen a picture of him before that night. I had no idea what he looked like. So I know what I saw. The house was special to our family. It carried history, but it also carried something else. Maybe it was memories leaving imprints. Thanks for letting me share. I love your show. That had to have been the grandpa, because as I was reading it and she was describing it, it made me think of the grandpa because he had added on to the old schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of a residual thing that grandpa's just there working all the time because he doesn't really get that he passed away. But man, that would be no way to spend the afterlife. Got to fix this. Right. Got to finish that room. It's like, my God, I just want to be at peace and rest. I don't want to have to work on the house.
Hey, have no fear. It's just Bob the Builder's here.
Exactly. All the time. But then I could see like that's why the sadness would hit. Because maybe he was like, sad that he left the kids.
I mean, and some people just really like projects. And I really like projects.
You do. Girl, you like a good project.
I love a good project, okay? Like, the room I'm sitting in, I'm probably going to, like, paint, like, tomorrow or something. But, like, hey, like, in the afterlife, I'll be working on things all the time. Maybe the guy just likes a project.
What about the grandma passing away and her waking up at that exact same time?
Okay, that is quite like, oh my gosh. I don't know like how to verbalize it, but there like must have been like such a strong like connection between the two to have like that type of timing almost. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because that would be a pretty profound experience.
Mm-hmm.
To be a child and you know, you're living in this house with your grandma because your grandma's really sick and terminally ill. So mm-hmm. that creates that heaviness because it's really sad. you know this person's going to pass, but you also want to be there to surround them with love and to be watching over them and caring for them. And it sounds like it was quite peaceful for Grandma.
I hope it was. It also could have been like her grandma's way of saying, hey, I'm going to wake you up this one last time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because that was not a coincidence, her waking up right then.
Oh, no, definitely not just a coincidence.
No. Well, let's go to this next story.
Hey, guys. It's not really my story. It's my daughter's story, but I'll tell it for you. So we moved into a new house, and we gave my daughter the master bedroom because she really, really wanted it, whatever. So me and my wife moved into the other bedroom, and, you know, everything was good. Everything was fine. And there was one time, well, I'm going to backtrack a little bit, but my wife, she's a really light sleeper, can't sleep. When she hears me leave in the morning, you know, she's kind of pretty much awake. So she's trying to get back to bed, and she feels like a blow, like a in her ear. And she's like, that's kind of weird, you know, whatever. I might have been dreaming. So then, you know, a few weeks later, she hears me leave, door shut. She's kind of laying there trying to go back to bed. She hears the kids, you know, in the living room. And she starts to doze off, and she thinks she's awake, but she hears, because of you, she's dead. Like, I was saying it to her, but, like, clearly next to her ear. And it freaked her out. She ran in the living room. Kids are fine. Everything's fine. You know, whatever. Well, fast track a year later, 2 years later, something like that. I can't remember what it was. My daughter, you know, wants to switch rooms. You know, she doesn't want the big room no more. So we switch, and she takes the room we were previously in. Well, she sets up her bed to where it's in the corner, kitty corner from her bedroom door. So it's like her headboard's right in the corner. Her feet would be directed towards the doorway. And she said she's laying there, and she wakes up, and she goes to roll out of bed, and there's like a man kneeled down next to her bed, you know, from the torso up. He's wearing like, she can see he's wearing like a button-up short-sleeve shirt with like a name tag on it, like a serviceman's, you know, type of shirt. She can't read the name tag, and he has like curlyish hair. She could see the features, but she can't really see his face. So it freaks her out. She rolls back over to the other side and starts kicking at it, you know, like, get away from me, you know. She didn't know what it was. When she realized she wouldn't kick anything, she rolled back over to get out of bed, and it was still there. So then she rolled out of bed and ran into the other room where my mom was babysitting them, because I was at work. It was Saturday. So my mom goes through and, you know, blesses the house and says a prayer and whatever, but it was just weird that she couldn't quite grasp, and she was awake, but she didn't know who it was, why he was there. So a little bit of history. The guy that sold, the realtor that sold the house, not our realtor, but the realtor, the selling realtor, we became friends. They have kids, and they actually lived right behind us. He ended up telling me that somebody died in that house, and he couldn't, you know, he didn't say it at closing because he didn't, you know, want to, whatever the reason was. But we were friends, so I was like, whatever. I just thought it was weird that my daughter experienced that. So I don't know. Kind of crazy.
The way he's like, I think it's kind of weird my daughter experienced that. So do I. I think that's really weird.
I think that's quite the story. I'm not going to lie. Like, and I would really like to know, like, what happened, because like that kind of like vague explanation of like, oh, hey, there was a murder there.
And what was that first thing? Was it his wife that was like, and you're the reason I killed them sort of thing?
Well, it was like, because of you, there.
Yeah,
like,
that was it. Because of you, she's dead.
That is.
I find that almost as terrifying. Like, I think those two things are super connected.
I could see that, but I really want to know the story of how that person died, so like we could have like all pieces of the puzzle here.
Or do we really want to know?
I do. My morbid curiosity would never. I'm gonna be thinking about this like all day.
That was just creepy, and I could see how the poor daughter, like, you're laying in bed, and it's like, get away from me,
right?
And you're kind of freaking out.
This random man in utility, like, sure is, like, standing over you.
Because I would think it might be somebody there to kidnap me.
That, yeah.
You know, this man is here to do me harm. That's what I would think. Oh, don't like that at all. Let's do one more story.
I'm going to tell you about the time that my best friend, Tori, was possessed. Tori is a magnet for the supernatural. I was not there this night. It was just Tori and her boyfriend, Isaac. Isaac was laying in bed and playing on his phone. And eventually, at some point, probably like 2 or 3 in the morning, Tori bolts up out of bed and makes a beeline for the stairs. Isaac, you know, runs after her, grabs her, and tries to guide her back upstairs. And she's in the living room by the back door at this point. And she's like talking about how she wants to put her head through the glass of the sliding door. And he was like, no, let's just go back upstairs. Let's go to sleep. You're fine. I'm not driving you to the hospital because you want to do something silly like that. And he has her by the arms and he turns her around and starts leading her back up back towards the stairs. And she stops at the china hutch that she had in the living room. And she's just staring at the glass doors of the hutch and says, do you know how easy it would be to put your head through something like that? And she rears her head back like she's about to do it. And he grabs her by the hair and says, no, you're not doing that, and starts leading her towards the stairs. And they get about 3 or 4 steps up, and her cat, Luna, jumps on the stairs in front of them. And Tori looks over at Isaac and says, get her away from me. So Isaac reaches over and starts trying to swat Luna off the stairs. And all of a sudden, Tori reaches down, grabs Luna by the scruff of her neck, and practically throws her down the stairs. Luna's fine. Nothing bad happened to the cat. She was just shaken up. They finally got up the stairs, and Isaac gets her to lay down, and Tori just starts laughing, like maniacally laughing, and says, you know I'm not your girlfriend, right? And Isaac doesn't say anything, but he's up for the rest of the night, even after Tori's fallen back to sleep. He's up for the rest of the night, and the next morning, they're getting ready for work, and Tori gets out of the shower, and she says, you know, thank you for not leaving me last night. Thank you for not going to watch Netflix or do whatever you would normally do. And he's like, yeah, sure, you know, no problem. And Tori goes, no, babe, you don't understand, because if you hadn't been here, I would have jumped out the window. And right below Tori's bedroom window was our patio, which is obviously concrete. To this day, Tori still has issues with sleepwalking, where Isaac will wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and find her by the front door or sleeping on the couch when they fell asleep together in bed. And yeah, that's the story of my best friend being possessed by something. I don't even know what. I just started listening to your podcast today while I was at work, and I absolutely love it. Yeah, guys, keep up the good work. I love the stories. Thanks. Bye.
So wow. I find that whole thing fascinating. Do you think that was possession? And here's why I ask this too. Something to consider is that she remembers it. And a lot of times when people say, like, there's a documentary, I'm talking to the guy who did it. It's about the Monroe House in Indiana. And in the documentary, it's called Evil Unearthed. It's on Prime. There's a woman who kind of goes through this sort of episode. And when they interviewed her, I think it was a couple years later, she doesn't remember it. So a lot of times when people talk about possession, they don't always remember what happened. But she said, had he not been there, she would have done something horrific. And sleepwalking, the same thing. You don't remember.
I don't know. That sort of is kind of weird. It sounds like she was kind of conscious of what she was doing. That could be totally off. I don't know. But that is a really horrific story. I don't think we've ever heard one of, like, possession before.
Don't like it. Don't want it to happen to me.
No, definitely not.
I will say that sleepwalking to me sometimes presents very paranormal, because my little sister would sleepwalk as a kid, and it's like she was in a trance. It was very strange. And she would do weird things. Like, she went into the kitchen and got a kitchen chair and brought it out into the living room and sat it down, and then turns around and goes back to bed. We're all like, what is she doing? And I mean, it felt it feels like they're almost possessed, but they're sleepwalking, mm-hmm. you know? And people who are on Ambien too, like, I don't know what the hell. I don't know why people take it when they're doing weird shit and they don't remember it, but they take it. It's like, because my friend, I've talked about him before, he walked, took a walk at night. He has no idea where he went, but it showed up on his Fitbit. I think he was wearing a Fitbit back then.
Like, just came back and took a, like, went back to sleep.
He says, I walked 2 miles. I'm like, and you don't remember any of it. And you still want to take an Ambien. So I don't know. I find stories like that to be, you know, because sleepwalking feels very paranormal to me. But then, you know, it also, that first part reminded me of the story that I just watched in that documentary where I'm going to interview the guy. Like, it was, like, they played it. They have a recording of this woman. And it's really bothersome to listen to.
Oh, gosh.
And that's kind of what it sounded like with Tori.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, there's one more thing to be freaked out about. Don't want that to happen to me either.
I mean, hey, I love these stories. It's perfect for spooky season.
Right? And if you have one, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber and get those advanced episodes. Get access to the archive without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
2 ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.